Meanwhile, the main transportation corridor in and out of Bethel is extremely dangerous right now. That's the word from search and rescue members concerned that a slow freeze-up on the Kuskokwim River is tempting travelers to push their luck. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Ice has been forming in front of Bethel since last week, and from the seawall it can look strong enough to travel over. But not so, says pilot Earl Samuelson.
There must be 20 or 30 holes. Some of them are huge. Huge holes that are still open.
Samuelson flies for the Alaska State Troopers, and he conducts aerial surveys of the river during breakups and freeze-ups. He just flew over the Kuskokwim and was disturbed by what he saw.
Noticed there was somebody coming out of Bethel going across the island between huge holes over there.
Samuelson reports that there are several snow machine tracks running near deadly areas. With no road to connect communities, the river is the main link between villages and to goods and services in Bethel. Bethel Search and Rescue President Peter Atchek says this year the area is experiencing a freeze-up that defies conventional wisdom. Atchek says the jumbled and jagged ice forming on top of the river is not what it looks to be.
Rough ice is usually safer ice to cross on, you know, but not this year.
Part of the problem is that below freezing conditions have persisted for weeks, but a deep cold is yet to solidify the water. And Atchek says some other conditions are at play.
Just when it was freezing up and the ice was all jammed up, you know, rough ice, there was some snow involved. And then that kind of mixed with the water, which creates, you know, air pockets.
Bethel Search and Rescue is cautioning all travelers in Bethel and surrounding villages to stay off the river until a cold snap can truly turn the river into an ice road. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.